we're trying to do right now, when you have windy conditions, the only thing it'll affect probably is your down the field stuff. If it's a really deep throw, quarterback may adjust and say, "Hey, I'm going to have to work underneath." I don't think the last 2 days it hasn't seemed to be a factor for us. We've taken some shots down the field; it hasn't really been an issue. I mean, I know he's been answering this question as much as anybody. I can't really speak for him as far as, you know, what's different, what's not. I guess I just know he completes a lot of balls, and every throw that we've asked him to make, he's made. I think it's nice for him that he's finally healthy and he's got an off season to get better. And mentally, he's done a good job of not making mistakes. He still has the occasion mistake as far as route adjustment, which is going to happen when you haven't really seen a lot of looks. His lack of experience, that's part of it. And he's made some strides this off season. I think with the fact that Joel's out right now, it's given him a great opportunity to work both positions. As far as the on-the-ball tight end and off-the-ball tight end.
When it comes to his kind of learning curve, when he came here a couple years ago, so football, where is he at maybe on that progression?
He's a really sharp guy. So it's just like anything else. If you're smart enough, you're going to pick things up quicker. And that's his thing. He was a good student in college. He was a high test score guy. We knew that when we drafted him. So it's not the fact that he can't learn something. It's more, hey, I just need to see different looks, the adjustments, things like that.
What's it going to take for him to get on the field?
Just keep working hard, and we'll see how it plays out in training camp.
You said last week how well Vasquez fit into the room with the group, working on that run game this time of year. How do you see it kind of developing right now that you guys have had some time out there?
It's tough just not having pads. Yeah. That's a difficult thing because you're not as physical as you're going to be in training camp. When we get the pads on, that's when we'll be able to tell, hey, how's everything coming along as far as his fit with that group. I think he's making strides as knowing what to do. And the biggest thing for him is just getting our terminology down, making sure he's got the right guy on each play.
How do you divvy up the snaps at the quarterback this time of year?
We got a rotation. We're trying to – it's off season. Coach Fox likes to give everybody pretty much equal amount of reps. We'll finagle with some things as far as practice and maybe one period. Peyton will take more reps than Brock and Zach. We'll move it around. It just depends on the period, the point of emphasis of that period. So the good thing is we're trying to develop young players, so we have to give them the opportunity to get on the field and show us what they can do. Yes, and the good thing is Coach Fox does a great job of doing the same thing in training camp, and as the reps go, it just cuts down as the deeper we get into training camp, the closer we get to cutting down to 53.
What areas has Dyser shown most progress to
you? I think in the knowledge of the offense, he's making less mistakes, and his decision-making is getting better. One of the things that – the great thing that he gets to feel every day is Peyton back there helping him out and Coach Knapp saying, hey – completions. Okay, there's a time for shots down the field. There's a time to get to completions when things aren't going right. Hey, maybe you need a couple completions to get rolling. Okay, and then maybe you take some more shots down the field.
How's it been now you've had more time to see Monte Ball in the team setting?
He's been good. You know, his biggest thing is it's just trying to get our terminology down, and it's a lot of stuff. And he's doing a good job of trying to work extra with Peyton. And I know he spent some time with him. And Coach Studisville's done a great job as far as trying to catch him up to speed. I mean, there's a lot of things to cover in a short period of time, and mentally he's just got to keep picking it up.
With Osweiler, can you see the benefits already of having a year with Peyton?
Absolutely. I mean, I think this whole organization's benefited from him being here. I mean, he helps raise everybody's game, his intensity in the classroom, on the field. I don't think you can beat it. I mean, it's great to be around. As a coach, you love it every day because you know you got to bring your A game.
How valuable is a guy like Hester as far as handling multiple levels, and where do you see him?
It's hard to find guys like that. To be able to play halfback, fullback, we throw him on the wing every once in a while. We can spread him out. His versatility is huge for us because we can do some things. You know, it should help in our short yardage, goal line, four-minute packages. It's been a big point of emphasis for us this offseason. Hey, how do we get him on the field? How do we use him a little more? You know, him, whether he's playing tailback, fullback, you know, an F tight end, however it is, an H-back. I mean, we're going to try to use him as many ways as possible.
Is Trenton Holiday fit into that category too, that you're trying to use him?
We're bringing him along. I know last year it was hard for him to – I mean, he gets thrown in the mix that fast, and we got a lot of things, so he was way behind compared to everybody else. And I think right now he's trying to pick up everything, and – it's tough. It's a lot of things on his plate, and I know the return game is really important, you know, for what we do with him, and we're trying to find a role for him to get him on the field. It's going to play out in the preseason and regular season.
Thank you.